Have you ever thought when you're sitting on the toilet that this might be like, I do this a lot, compare myself to Elvis.
Yeah.
And I go, this might be the shit that finally kills me.
Yeah.
The ones that like you're really grunting it out.
Yeah.
Have you had that? To where you're like, holy fuck, what's happening? Where you feel like you got to stand up and scream, I'm not gay.
I've taken shits that were so bad. Like, I guess I've taken some that are bad and it hurts. Like, you know, it's going to hurt. Like, it hurts pushing it out, but you know, once it's all out and you're like, it's a sigh of relief, but then your ass just fucking hurts.
Yeah.
You tore. You fucking ripped.
You tore.
Fucking the ripping and the tearing, man. So I just dread it whenever I'm taking one of those shits, and then it's just a fucking wave of dread. Like, this, my ass is going to hurt so bad when this is done.
Coming to you from high atop the Mendacious building in beautiful downtown Chattanooga, it's the Booger Dash Syndicate. And now here's your hosts, Chip and James.
I'm not Chip.
And I'm not James.
Yep.
This is it.
Okay.
I'm excited about our new studio equipment that one of our our very gracious fans sent to us.
Yeah. The lighting.
Yeah.
The lighting for fucking like no reason at all.
Yeah. Well, I think it's because we mentioned doing video.
Yeah. We should probably start doing video then.
Maybe we should wait until they ask for it.
Until they ask for it?
Yeah. Maybe they should start emailing us, asking us to do video. So that we know they even want it.
Nobody really wants it. No, they might think they do, but they don't really want it.
I think once they see what we look like, they'd be like, I can't listen to that show anymore.
Yeah.
Got a racist and a pedophile. Got a Civil War reenactor and a guy that likes to sit at parks with no kids.
I was coming home, speaking of going to parks with no kids.
You were leaving the park.
No, I was coming home, and I was getting off the exit on the highway, and like it was all confusing. There was a truck on the left and a fucking truck on the right, and then like I had to go around one, and there was a fucking like a young pit bull,
yeah,
on the fucking ramp chasing, like trying to get in everybody's car. It was just a pandemonium, like, because the dog had zero fear of like getting hit.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it belonged to anybody or it was just somebody dumped it there or what.
No telling.
Yeah.
You should have took it home with you.
I can't. My dog's insane. She gets along with nobody but me. Well, that's not true. She gets along with
little dogs.
Little tiny dogs. She tolerates them. She don't like necessarily get along with them. She doesn't know how to react to other dogs.
Understandable. Kind of like you don't know how to react to other people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got a lot in common.
Yeah. Well, you raised her, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of sad
that I've turned my dog into this.
Well, it's the same thing. It's the same thing with kids, you know. Like, if you're a piece of shit as a parent, and not as a parent, if you could be a great parent, but if you're just like
a piece
an
of shit.
Asshole as a person,
yeah,
and then you're doing the same thing to your kids. So chances are your kids are going to grow up, and have all these quotes like, I don't know why I'm such an asshole all the time,
yeah.
My wife does that. She does shit. She's like, I don't know why the fuck I'm like this. I'm like, your parents. Like, just like your mother. You know all that shit you talk about your mom? Well, guess what? You do the same thing. And that can't be a clip because she will hear it. And then I will be in trouble.
Oh, we haven't done a clip in a couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah. We're trying fucking to stay out of trouble.
Yeah.
We keep getting these community guideline strikes.
Yeah. You can't talk like a fucking human being on here.
No.
You can't post anything even slightly controversial.
Yeah.
Even though it's like not controversial. I have no idea why they're coming after us.
I don't know. Huh. No idea.
Too many weird porn searches?
Or maybe.
I don't know. You know that little thing that comes up and it says what you're searching for may be a danger to others and trafficking and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I don't really read. I just skim it and go, whatever. Like, but I think if you get a certain number of those in a certain amount of time, you go, this guy's definitely an issue.
And what you're talking about, I came across a screenshot that I had taken where if you try to like look up a baguette on fucking Facebook, it pops up and says the term that you're searching is used for like child pornography and all this other
shit.
How
would you know that?
Unless fucking you know. Zuckerberg, what have you been doing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How would you know that unless you know?
You've hired a team of perverts.
Yeah. I've always felt that the French were a little fucked up.
Ha ha, wee wee. Baguette.
I fucking knew it. The locals don't call them baguettes when you go there. Only they just feed them to fucking like stupid tourists and laugh and laugh.
Wait.
Look at him. He's eating a baguette.
A baguette. Oh, wee wee.
So today is National Spaghetti Day.
Oh, shit. Oh, well, spaghetti's not French anyways.
Yeah.
Fuck y'all. Spaghetti even Italian.
you really want to fuck your kids up on National Spaghetti Day? Is send them to school with a Ziploc bag full of spaghetti meals. Figure it out. Just slurping it out of the fucking.
My oldest daughter has to take a snack to school every day because they do breakfast and like 2 hours later they do snack and like an hour later they go to lunch.
Yeah, fucking slip a cucumber in there.
Every time I have to pack her snack, I'm constantly thinking like, what's the weirdest shit I could send in a Ziploc bag that would still be like, she'd be able to eat it, but all the other kids are going to be like, why?
I pulled out of my lunchbox at work one time that had everybody kind of looking, and I don't know why. It's I threw a fucking a pickle in a Ziploc bag.
Yeah,
because I wanted a fucking pickle at work.
Yeah,
but everybody, that's not a take to work lunch fucking item. You shouldn't do that.
That's like when we were both still working at the quarry together, and you'd pull out your lunch, and it would be like a slice of turkey, a slice of provolone cheese, and a pickle.
Yeah.
No bread. Meat, cheese, and a pickle.
Yeah, bread's bad for you.
Yeah.
Just bring a fucking whole lunchbox with like fucking three items in it that like barely take up a little bit of the box. I don't like to weigh myself down. So fucking, you put a bunch of shit in the one.
And then I'm pulling my lunch out, and it's two turkey sandwiches wrapped in wax paper and then aluminum foil, and I'm unwrapping it. You said, you wrap that in wax paper, then aluminum foil? Yeah. How fucking old are you? How did you know? Like,
it's like an old Jewish thing. Fucking wax. It's like the only person I've ever seen use wax paper is old Jewish people at a fucking deli.
Yeah. Maybe I am Jewish. Yeah. It just makes sense. It keeps your sandwich from sweating, getting all soggy.
That's it?
Yeah. God, yeah.
I don't know anything about that.
Should look into it. I used to bring so much food to fucking work.
Yes, you did.
I'd bring like two or three sandwiches and fucking candy and multiple drinks.
Eat about half of it, go take a nap somewhere.
Well, I'd be at work for an hour and I'd be like, all right, I'm going to go take an hour break and fucking go and eat half my lunch. I mean, we were there fucking forever.
Yeah. I have a would you rather.
Oh, sweet. Let's do it. Yeah.
Do a would you rather.
Okay.
It's would you rather never in your lifetime, eat pizza again, or fuck a kitten.
Fuck a kitten.
Yeah. You fuck a kitten all day long.
Yeah. Well,
there's pizza joints everywhere, man. It's so fucking hard to get away from a pizza joint. I don't ever, if I really want to, I never have to look a cat in the eyes again.
Okay. So, all right. I got to go more in depth.
Okay.
What are you calling pizza?
What do you mean?
What are you calling pizza?
Pizza.
Just dough, sauce, cheese.
Why, what do you call it pizza?
I mean, that's all you're considering pizza, correct?
Yeah, what do you consider pizza? Okay, yeah,
fuck pizza. I love calzones.
Oh, well, calzones, basically.
No. So if I take a pizza, if I can still get pizza, I just got to fold it in half before I eat it. And I hold it like a sandwich.
And then scream, loophole! Sitting with a bunch of kittens around you and shit.
I like pizza. Man. This is hard for me to eat it.
I like fucking kittens.
Personally, I fuck a cat every once in a while. I do it more than once.
But I do like pizza.
Which one do you enjoy more?
I definitely like.
If you could do one or the other once a week, what would you be choosing?
If I could do one?
Yeah, if you had to do this every week, like, okay, this week I can't have pizza, I gotta fuck this cat.
Right.
Or if you really want pizza this week.
Well, that's not much of it. I would always choose pizza.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, that's not even a loophole. That's just a bad game.
Okay, so you are saying you like pizza more than fucking cats.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know.
Good to know.
It's hard to catch the little fuckers and they scratch the shit out of you. Especially once you've done it to the same cat once or twice. And once they catch on, yeah, they're definitely like...
I'm one that's hiding all the time. It never comes out.
Starving to death and shaking. Happy Spaghetti Day.
Hopefully Dog the Bounty Hunter will come and save this cat from your apartment. I hear Dog the Bounty Hunter is good at saving cats.
Yeah.
Yeah. You even know what I'm talking about?
The old episode, one of the old episodes that fucking dude was talking about?
One of our first couple that were
presentable.
Listenable.
Yeah.
Where we were actually being recorded through microphones.
Dude. Okay, so I went back and listened to some of the original shows, I think a few weeks ago, because I was going to try to post one of them when we couldn't record.
Yeah.
And they were fucking absolutely horrible. So then the other day, I go online and I'm like, I'm going to listen to the early shows of Not Your Mom's House or whatever, Your Mom's House. And they are equally as bad as our fucking first shows.
Yeah.
They're fucking really bad.
Yeah.
I can see why Tom married Christine back then.
Yeah.
Because Tom was a big old fucking doughy bastard and she was not.
Yeah.
And now the roles have reversed.
Oh, shit. I think Christina still looks good. I like Christina.
You like big girls, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, she's not necessarily big.
There's a friend of ours from the quarry that told me the other day, in no uncertain terms, that he was a big fan of the giant bush. He likes big bush.
Is it?
And he also likes little people. He's like,
really?
He would fuck the shit out of a little person with a big bush.
And this is somebody that we worked at the quarry with for a while.
Yes.
Maybe somebody that even trained us at the quarry for a while.
Yes,
what the fuck? I can see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see it.
So, Little People, Big Bush. It's a little new television people, show. It's a new show.
That's the name of my
TLC special.
My autobiography. Little People, Big Bush.
Yeah. Beer time?
Yeah, beer time.
It's beer time. One is a jerk and the other's insane. It's beer time with Chip and James. Which one would pull their dick out? Beer time.
So, I was talking about your cup. I got invited when I was younger. This girl invited me to her sister's apartment.
Yeah.
Because she was saying her sister was having a party.
Uh-huh.
And I went, oh, it's finally happening. The girl finally likes me. She's inviting me to a party. And I get there, and it was a real-life, actual Tupperware party.
All right.
And I was just invited because she invited all the people she knew.
Hoping you would buy some Tupperware.
And I did. I bought a set of four cups, Tupperware cups, that looked kind of like that.
Yeah.
And those motherfuckers lasted forever.
Yeah.
Like, Tupperware does not go away.
No.
It's fucking pretty awesome.
We've had these for about a year now.
Yeah.
They're pretty thick. Like, they're strong.
Those are good for walking around the neighborhood with it full of bourbon or something. Just like a big fucking tumbler full of.
We've got these cream colored ones. Uh-huh. And then we have some dark navy blue ones.
Blue
and
cup.
Then we have the short ones too.
No, you need the big 32 ounce blue. We call it the big blue.
Big
you
blue.
You walk around the neighborhood and just get shit hammered, fucking waving at your neighbors and shit.
All right. So this beer that I have.
Uh huh. All right. It's the magic beer.
It is. I'm going to open it and pour it. And everybody has like 15 seconds to guess what beer it is.
By pouring it or opening it and pouring it?
Both. Yeah. I'll tell you what the brewing company is. But you have to guess which beer it is.
Is he going
to
say something?
It might.
Is he going to scream?
Yeah. So, it's from New Realm Brewing Company.
Oh.
Ready?
Uh-huh. There's at least six people that know exactly what it is.
Yep.
What does it say?
This is going to be awful.
It's very light.
You're not going to like it at all.
Is it like a Budweiser type beer?
Yeah.
It looks like a Budweiser type beer. It's super light. Frothy head.
Good head.
Your head is so frothy.
So
I'm going home and I want to search that on fucking Pornhub. Frothy head.
All right.
It's just some chick fucking drooling all over the place.
So this is a sour.
Oh God.
Because we love sours, right?
No, you might like sour. I fucking don't like them worth a shit.
I don't either. That's why I know it's gonna be fun.
Oh Jesus.
So this is Tarts content from New Realm Brewing Company. Tarts content.
Oh, Jesus.
It is a sour Berliner Weiss. It's 4.6% alcohol.
So it's not even like you're not even going to, if you don't like sours, you're not going to power through it for the fucking buzz because it's only a 4.6.
There's no IBUs.
Of course not.
This richly fruited Berliner Weiss impresses with its tart, bright citrus, and spiced fall flavors of cranberry, orange, and cinnamon. It's going to be delicious.
I'm going into this with zero expectations.
Zero.
Yeah. I've got zero expectations, which might be good, might be bad. Yeah, you should definitely pour it in from across the room. That's about right.
Yeah, it's about even.
Jesus Christ.
I'll have to. You can go ahead. I'm going to wait.
Look, it's got lacing.
Yeah.
So I think I see a rape happening in the lacing.
So a what? Okay.
It's like a Rorschach test in the lacing of the beer. You know, look, he was asking for it.
Should have been dressed like that. That's awful.
It smells good. It really does smell good.
Ugh.
But you can smell a little bit of the sour, right?
Ugh, God, it smells like throw up.
No, it doesn't.
It does to me.
I can smell the citrus, but I can smell the sour. Might even get a little cinnamon. That'll fix it.
I fucked up. I did. I fucked up.
You need a straw to drink to get past that fucking 6 inches of foam in your beer can? In your jar, whatever it's called.
I'm just going to bury my nose in this foam like it's my wife's bush. And
all right. I'm ready.
Oh, I'm home, honey.
Oh, God. I taste cranberries.
Oh, fuck me. Oh, fuck.
And I taste cinnamon.
I taste all of it, and I don't like it at all. Oh, your wife's bush is horrible.
Yeah. I got to do it again.
My tongue's not fucking recovering. I'm trying to suck the shit out of it. It's just in my fucking pores in my tongue and it won't go away.
I'm not going to lie. It's actually not that bad.
Oh God. I don't like sour anything.
I like it. I'm okay with it. I thought it was going to be way worse than this. I don't really
it's
care.
It's like those little racist Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't really care for the sour, but I actually like the cranberry and the cinnamon together.
Yes, yeah.
It's kind of nice.
I could see if it didn't have that sour, it would probably be good for me.
I feel like it wouldn't be as sour if it wasn't as cold. This kind of tastes like one of those,
it's got lime in it that's making me, it's like drinking lime.
What was the drink that you put cinnamon in that day? It kind of reminds me of that.
I didn't put cinnamon. I put nutmeg.
No, you put cinnamon.
Nutmeg.
It was cinnamon.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Who the fuck puts nutmeg?
I'm putting nutmeg in all my drinks.
You ever smoked nutmeg before?
No. Shall we try it? Let's Delta 8 this fucking thing.
Delta 8 it?
Delta 8 my nutmeg.
Speaking of Delta 8.
Oh, you know what we got to do?
What?
Before I throw up.
It's not that bad. I will tell you, though, I actually didn't buy this.
You stole it?
No. It was a gift.
I would have more respect for you if you had stole it. It was a gift.
Yeah. And
who gifted us? Or you?
A listener.
Really?
Yes. And
I'm sorry then. I didn't realize we were shitting all over the beer you chose.
Well, I mean, it is what it is.
I don't like sours.
I don't either. Okay. Anyways, so I was gifted this.
Uh-huh.
I think last year.
Oh, nice.
So this sat in the trunk of my car.
No, it did not.
It did.
Well, no wonder it tastes like shit.
It sat in the trunk of my car for probably a week.
This is not...
week and a half, and then I realized it, and I took it out, and I put it in my refrigerator.
So it's been in your fridge since last year?
At least January of this year, at least.
What the fuck, dude?
Yeah. It's good.
We have to, like, there has to be an asterisk next to this fucking whole review.
Why?
Because...
It's sealed in a can. You heard it pop.
Yeah, it was sealed in a can. I killed a hobo with it. There's blood all over the outside of the fucking
thing. I've drank beer that was older than this.
That is beer that is older.
It is beer. Well, I mean, I've drank like Bud Light that's been in a cooler for a long time.
I'm telling you, there has to be an asterisk next to this
one. Oh, my God. I'll get another one of these.
Uh-huh. From the same fucking six-pack?
Yeah. No, it was just the single. It wasn't a six-pack.
Oh, just one beer?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I'll get another one of these, and uh-huh. We'll try it. And I guarantee you won't be any different.
Okay.
It's still going to taste like shit.
News. All right? Yeah, let's read news.
You're getting tired?
Always.
Why?
It's fucking beer. Let's news.
All right.
There are, in the United States, hundreds of thousands of every walk of life, on the farms, in low-rent housing districts, in suburban homes and apartments, and in the better-class neighborhoods of any city or town. For their number is legion, and wherever people live, there also live the mentally retarded.
Read news.
You read news, okay. Sneaky Jew. That's the title of the news story.
Yeah,
I wouldn't.
Yeah, you know. Paul wrote it. Fuck Paul. An Australian citizen's 2012 trip to Israel to be with his children turned out to be the most unfortunate decision he ever made. With his estranged wife and Israeli national seeking divorce from him, he has to pay over $3 million toward child support, failing which he can't leave the country for a very long time. Nearly 8,000 years, to be precise.
Nice.
It's all thanks to a very specific local law. Norm Hubert, 44, is barred from leaving Israel, even for holiday or work, until December 31st, 9,999, or until he pays the $3 million in child support.
Yeah. He's just not going to leave.
Nope. He moved to Israel in 2012 so he could be closer to his two children. Then aged 1 and 5, after his wife returned to her country in 2011. So she took off, went back to Israel. He moved there to be close to his kids in 2012. With the wife soon moving to Israel, she moved to an Israeli court seeking divorce and child support. Hubert was issued a stay of exit order due to his monthly future debt of 5,000 Israeli shekels. Until his children turn 18. So
what's the...
what's a shekel?
Yeah. What's the exchange rate on that?
I have no idea.
Because...
I mean, it's not real money.
Well, I want to know...
Some fucking... It's like cartoon money. Shekels are
well, so real. Is that 3 million, 3 million U.S. dollars? Or is that 3 million shekels?
3.34 million.
Wow.
Yeah, is what it comes to.
That's wild.
Well... This aspect of Israeli divorce law does not attract much attention inside or outside the country. Hubert says there are many Australian men with Israeli wives who are facing the same problem. Quoting Maureen Aziz, an independent British journalist campaigning to raise awareness about the issue, the report said that there could be hundreds of Australians and other foreigner men in the same situation in Israel. The U.S. State Department incidentally warns travelers of the potential issue in an Israeli travel advisory. Like, our government knows that this shit goes on.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're traveling to Israel, they warn you.
Yeah. Don't knock anybody up.
Yeah. In its court jurisdiction section, the department warns that Israel's civil and religious courts actively exercise their authority to bar certain individuals, including non-residents, from leaving the country until debts or other legal claims against them are resolved. Like, if you go to Israel and someone decides, like, you dented their fucking car.
Yeah.
You can't leave the country until...
They have cars in Israel?
They've got...
Toyotas.
Toyotas.
Sorry. Apparently.
Yeah.
Okay. Continue.
A woman can easily put a travel ban on the father and demand for child support, which can extend to the entire duration of the childhood. It's called a no-exit order. Once the father has the order, he can be imprisoned for up to 21 days, whether he has the ability to pay or not, without any investigation of his finances. Men are expected to pay 100%, even more, of their income to pay for their children. So in other words, if you're over there working, they can take 100% of what you're making.
Yeah.
Leaving you nothing to live on.
Yeah.
Until
can't even
that,
feed yourself.
Until that $3 million is paid.
Yeah.
That's all fucking right. Crazy.
That's a great story, James.
Yeah, it's uplifting.
It is.
Yeah.
Now to really lighten the mood.
Yeah.
Got a story here.
It makes me not want to go to Israel for sure.
Yeah. I thought about it, but not anymore.
Yeah. You wanted to see where they all came from.
Yeah.
You wanted to go to... you said, hey, I want to find out where this hive is.
That was a good one. You're funny. Ah, fuck. It's an underground lab. I know it. I've seen Resident Evil. Anyways. So, Claire Goodair, whatever. Her name's Claire.
Yeah.
Of Northwich has been described as manipulative and deceitful by a probation officer. Judge Stephen Everett called her behavior and taking part in the act with other adults as despicable, disgusting, and depraved as he jailed her for 20 months. Okay, so the title of this has already thrown me off.
Okay.
The 60-year-old has twice been convicted of possessing indecent images of children back in 2006 and 2009, with the judge admitting she has been astonishingly lucky to avoid previous spells behind bars after receiving suspended sentences.
So she had child porn, and
yeah,
they just fucking twice. Gave her two suspended sentences.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Paulinus Barnes, prosecuting at Chester Crown Court on Wednesday, December 22nd, said the police had called to her home on July 19th, 2019, to carry out a routine check due to her being on the sex offenders register for life.
Okay.
Damn. Officers took a laptop which contained evidence Goodair had had searched the internet for bestiality content. And when a full analysis of the equipment was finally completed some 2 years later, it emerged hidden folders containing 31 indecent images of Goodair taking part in a sex act with a German Shepherd breed of dog.
So it took them, she had so much shit on her computer. It took them 2 fucking years.
Yeah, they paid some dude like $40,000 a year for 2 years. To search this laptop. Mr. Barnes said she admitted possession of the images, and she said she had fantasized about it for a number of years, and after talking about it with people in Northwich, was put in touch with others in Bournemouth. She traveled down there in December of 2018 and took part in the sex act with other people and the German Shepherd.
Nice. Wow.
At the time of her arrest on June 17th this year, police also found another pen drive in her handbag containing the same images and 3.5 grams of cocaine.
This is a 60-year-old woman.
When she committed the sex act between the 15th and 16th of December 2018, Goodair had also been in breach of a suspended sentence order, which had been imposed in May of that year for failing to adhere to the terms of a sexual harm prevention order. Simon Mills, defending, said his client had always been frank and honest with the probation service, and although accepting the behavior had been depraved and disgusting, called on the judge to consider another suspended sentence.
He said, look, this she's, as long as she's honest about it.
Yeah, you know, yeah, she's admitting to doing all this. Like, yeah. You know?
She's a dog fucker.
He said this incident took place some 3 years ago.
Oh, come on.
The picture now is one of sporadic offending.
That dog doesn't even remember that shit now.
Yeah. This is not a case where the offending is getting more and more serious. She will do everything asked of her by the court, and there are tentative signs of improvement in her attitude and approach.
Okay. There's no signs of the behavior escalating.
Yeah.
I don't know that going from kitty porn to fucking a German Shepherd is not escalating.
Yeah. Well, if you think about it like this, you know, a kid's going to grow up and live to be very old, you know.
Yeah.
Roughly 70, 80 years old.
Yeah.
A dog, not going to live that long anyways.
Oh, okay.
They're you know, you got a dog.
Yeah.
You use, right?
Yeah.
So, you see.
Yeah. Yeah, I could fuck her on Monday, and by Friday, she's forgotten all about it.
It's going to be dead, like, by next Wednesday.
Yeah.
So, who is it really hurting? That's a crazy would you rather. Would you rather have to fuck a kid or a dog? That's awful. Yeah, that doesn't quite make sense. Let me read it one more time. Let's see. She will do everything asked of her by the court, and there are tentative signs of improvement in attitude and approach. Well, and just the argument, too, of like, this happened like 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So, this is suspend the sentence.
I'm much better now.
Yeah.
Like, if you had caught me 2 or 3 years ago, I would completely understand it. I was out of control.
This is all
but
fucked
since
up.
But since this is photos from 2 or 3 years ago, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I tagged base. What do you want from me?
It doesn't say anything about her, let's see. So the 6-year-old has twice been convicted of possessing indecent images of children back in 2006 and 2009. So that's all it says about the kid thing.
Which is disturbing in itself.
That's awful.
Yeah.
But it's weird that it's like that didn't elaborate a little bit more, considering we have this full story about how she fucked a dog.
Yeah. Well, she had friends help her. I mean, apparently it was something that was set up. So if she was... So this is, I know there's video of this, right? There's video of this, right? Some dudes went, you really want to fuck a German Shepherd? I got the people for you. Did you want to see what
she looks like? I want to see what she looks like.
Your first reaction is?
That's a man.
That's what I said.
That is a man.
That's a straight up.
That's a wig.
A dude with a wig, right?
Yeah, it has to be.
Or a 60-year-old woman.
No, that's a dude with a wig.
That's what I said. No, yeah. No Adam's apple.
Well, how could you tell under all that saggy skin?
That's what I'm saying. Like, that looks like a dude.
Yeah. Dude, he's got fucking 5 o'clock shadow.
So, why are they calling? Never mind. I don't want to get into the fucking what are your pronouns thing.
And they found cocaine in its purse, too.
Yeah.
So, that kind of like, you know.
I think that's where the 20 months comes from.
Maybe.
Not so much the dog, but the cocaine. The fucking cocaine. The judge says your record is appalling and it could be said that you were astonishingly lucky not to go to prison previously. A message must go out that if you commit such disgusting behavior, then you must go to prison. Yeah, 20 months. I wonder if they send that. That is a dude.
I want to know what they were sentenced to for the
child.
Yeah. Porn? For indecent images of children.
I don't know. No, suspended sentences.
Both of them. Yeah, both of them. 2006. Yeah. Wow, that's fucking wild.
Crazy, right?
Yeah. Damn.
That's why we don't get along with the English. That's is because they don't think that any of that stuff's really that bad.
Yeah.
You got 20 months for having cocaine. That's one of those.
This is why.
That's one of those American drugs.
This is why, me and my wife and kids live out in the middle of nowhere and why we don't like going anywhere.
Because that person is out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one is titled Real American Hero. An Illinois volunteer firefighter tossed his helmet, jacket, and other heavy equipment onto the table during a heated Monday night board meeting about 10 miles outside of St. Louis. Here's my gear, the firefighter told the members of the Prairie DuPont Fire Protection District's Board of Trustees. Jesus, that's a mouthful. He was among the bulk of the department's 13 volunteer firefighters, I get really slurry, to resign after his chief in St. Clair County, Illinois. Oh, I'll just read the whole thing through, maybe, like a fucking normal person would. He was among the bulk of the department's 13 volunteer firefighters to resign after his chief in St. Clair County, Illinois, near the Mississippi River, was replaced by a man previously convicted of arson.
Great.
Yeah. Captain Laura Rosencrantz, who had submitted her resignation, told the board its decision was unacceptable. She is married to John Rosencrantz, the chief who was replaced on Monday without explanation. Jerame Simmons, the fire department's assistant chief, was put in charge as acting chief. The board of trustees wrote in a statement issued after Monday's meeting that a change in the fire department's leadership is needed, adding that it has full confidence in Simmons' ability to head the department. So this guy Simmons took this other guy's fucking gig, and Simmons, who did not respond to a request for comment, pleaded guilty to arson in 1999 after setting fire to the ceiling tiles in his high school basement and also to an abandoned house when he was 18.
Damn.
He was sentenced to 4 years probation and later pardoned. The town remembers the school being set on fire, and the town remembers the house being set on fire where we had firefighters fall and be injured, Rosencrantz told the station. Simmons' father, Herb Simmons, was mayor of East Clarendet in St. Clair County at the time, and his son's sentencing... At the time of his son's sentencing, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch reported in 1999... Herb Simmons is now the director of the county's emergency management agency. So Herb is his dad, who is in charge of the county's emergency management,
yeah,
who also was the mayor at the time and got his son off back in 99 for fucking two counts of arson. 10 of the 13 firefighters quit in response to Simmons being named acting chief. 8 of them submitted a letter to the board Monday night announcing that we regret and sorrow that we are leaving our positions.
Yep. At least they're standing up for what they believe in, though.
The firefighters?
Yeah.
Yeah. But the nepotism and shit that's going on in that town is crazy.
Yeah. Happens everywhere.
Does it?
Yep.
This is why I don't get out much.
It's bad.
Yeah.
Everything's corrupt.
Okay. I gotta throw up.
I gotta poop.
We should go now.
I'm gonna sit on the toilet and you can throw up between my legs.
No. I'm not doing that.
Yeah. No, I do gotta pee really bad, though.
I am not fucking clean and vomit off of your balls again.
Again. You said you weren't gonna bring that up.
Yeah. Well, we find ourselves in a weird position once again.
Yeah. Well, I think now is a good time to say goodbye.
All right.
Permanently.
Bye, guys.
Paul is ruining the show.